everyone, and welcome to Kai's Weekly Playlist. Today's podcast is still related to the downfall of SVB, just in a more generic term. Can you guess what it is? Today, we're gonna talk about sovereign debt. And I know it's kind of straightforward from its name, a debt is a debt, but we're gonna get under its skin and discuss more about why it's important and why it's actually a double-edged sword. So the most fundamental question is, what is sovereign debt? What is sovereign debt in its nature? Sovereign debt is the amount of money, or we can call in a more advanced term, liability, borrowed by government. And this can come from numerous ways. But creditors are usually consisted of banks or firms or other companies. So, why is sovereign debt important? What is it used for? Sovereign debt is used to cover government projects or build new facilities. And it is important because some countries need to boost their public services and other supports for an increase in economic rate. For example, an area should be rebuilt to be more structured. And in other areas, roads need to be built so that the transportation is easier and the economy is smoother. Now, if we do know that sovereign debt is important, then who is actually involved in the debt itself, other than the government? As I said before, sovereign debt consists of government and creditors. The creditors can be banks or other firms, but generally they are divided into two. Creditors can be foreign or domestic. And yes, foreign can mean other currencies. In some cases, this is beneficial because a country could pay less than the original amount of what they owe in the other country's currency. Now, which country has the least sovereign debt, you might ask? Astonishingly, one of the countries does have 0% of sovereign debt, and as of 2023, it is Macau. The research is found by Statista.com and is recently published in the online internet website. Now, getting to our main point, why does sovereign debt is considered beneficial at certain times? Sovereign debt, aside from financing investments in development of a city or a country at most, it also controls how the economy is going. Some countries need their economy to be slowed down, while some countries need to accelerate them. For example, a country is increasing its sovereign debt to slow down their economy and try accumulating more revenues to cover this debt. Meanwhile, some countries need to accelerate their economy by having less debt and less owing money to the citizens or banks. Alright, so that's the good part of debt in country. But what about the downfall of it? What about the disadvantageous impacts of sovereign debt? Usually, sovereign debt becomes disadvantageous because the country could not pay what they owe. especially during a recession. So one of the domino effects is called tax smoothing. The government is trying to spread the increase in taxes over a period of time. For example, 5 years. However, it increases the possibility of high sovereign debt. Tax smoothing follows Barrow's 1979 theory, where the government needs to predict the estimated budget surplus and cover costs needed in their program. In a recession, the spendings are likely to change, and that brings in more problem because that means the country has more burden to pay for. And this amount of money keeps on piling and piling and piling until we need to solve this. And there are two steps in solving. The first one is called debt restructuring, and the second one is called reprofiling. They're both similar and different in few ways. Debt restructuring is basically changing the terms of a debt. Usually it is by extending the due date. However, although this is the most preferable way and also the safest way, it doesn't really solve the amount of money needed. It only buys more time for money to be accumulated. As for reprofiling, it lowers the interest rates of the debt. It works the same way as the haircut technique, but just safer and less risky. The haircut technique, on the other hand, is when you literally cut the budget off the debt itself. So the debt isn't fully repaid, it's just permanently cut down. And indeed, this does have more risk in resulting a recession. But sometimes such risky move is needed because there are no other options left and debt restructuring and reprofiling cannot work on the situation. For reprofiling, another reason why it's preferred is because the haircut technique reached 37% in the last few years. This is taken from Paris School of Economics data. Also, getting back to controlling the speed of economy, sovereign debt also makes local bonds more tempting. So, foreign investor may be more convinced to buy more of domestic bonds, and this in turn improves economic growth. And that's actually one of the misconceptions of debt. Debt is always bad, or whatever people say it, but when it's used for things to improve a country, it actually brings more good rather than bad. Alright, so let's review this a bit. Starting from the first, what is sovereign debt? Sovereign debt is the liability or amount of money borrowed by government to finance their programs or new facilities. Why is sovereign debt important? Aside from facilitating programs and similar projects, that sovereign debt also gives a guide to where the economy is about to improve on and also controls growth, as well as making domestic bonds more attractive and help improve countries in the programs it facilitated. Next, who is involved in sovereign debt? Obviously, banks through government bonds, government themselves, and creditors, which can be foreign and domestic. For foreign creditors, their currency can affect the amount of money a country borrows. So if a government actually has debt in a currency that is lower than them, obviously they will need to pay less rather than the amount in that different currency. And where is the sovereign debt the least? Morocco by 0%. What are the disadvantages of sovereign debt? As I said, it's a double-edged sword. The first one is being tax smoothing, and the second one is accumulated debt. Both could be solved by debt restructuring, which is by extending the due date, or reprofiling by lowering down the interest rates. The economy is still healing after the pandemic from the start of 2019. And also the amount of money needed for health facilities and vaccine treatment of the virus itself. Still, countries are trying to regain the revenues that they need to cover these debts, and step by step we're improving towards a better, stable economy. I do believe that one day the debts of all countries will be solved and brought back to a reasonable amount. This is also because inflation is commonly found, and that this inflation affected the amount of debt, especially currencies. I sincerely hope that every country will be able to find a middle way for sovereign debt and also improving the condition of their country. And well, that's it for sovereign debt. Today we are learning quite a straightforward subject. I mean, we can tell from its name. And yes, that's all for today. Thank you, and have a good day. See you next week.